ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ता स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाशून्यवारी भस्कर्याणे सतारिणे। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासरी गो भक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। This year's Holy Name Retreat follows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastakam verses. To be very precise, today we will start with the first verse of the Shikshastakam. Just one word to our sound team there. Here is an echo and a delay in this monitor, so if you can just put this down. In this monitor. So please take your folders out and the Shikshastakam verses. If you don't have one, no problem. You will get it later. You can look into your neighbor's. Cetu dhara panamajanam bhava mahadavagni nivapanam shreya kairava chandika vitaranam vitya vadu divanam anandam budivadanam pratipadam punamrita svadanam Savatmasnapanam param vidayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let us go do it again a little higher, please. Chaturdharapanamajanam bhava mahadavakni nivapanam shreya kairava chandika vitaranam Vitya vadu divanam Anandam buddhivadanam pratipadam punamritasvaranam savatmasnapanam palam vijayate shikeshna sankirtanam. This is the first of 8 instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where the Lord wants to instill Shraddha, or faith in the chanting of the holy names. He explains that there are 7 wonderful results when one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Yes. Sound people, you have to get this delay and this echo out of this monitor. Yes. Lord Chaitanya says, if you do this, this is the results which you get. The mirror of the heart will be cleansed. Your miseries will stop. Auspiciousness will come. And so on. Vraj Renu will read to us the Russian translation of this verse.
Слава Шри Кришна Санкиртану, очищающий сердце от грязи, скопившийся в нем за долгие годы, и гасящий пожар в условном существовании, повторяющийся рождение смертей. Это движение Санкиртана несет величайшее благословение всему человечеству, ибо излучает сияние, подобное благодатному сиянию Луны. Оно душа всего трансцендентного знания, оно углубляет океан трансцендентного блаженства, дает нам возможность насладиться нектаром, которого мы всегда так жаждем.
Yes, yes. Wow. Those who have small children, I request them to take care of the children's needs outside. This holds true for all sessions. So, let us visit the Lord while He speaks this verse. The Lord is at the end of His pastimes. He is at His residential place in Puri, at the room called Gambira, very deep. He's surrounded by Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy. And he feels great jubilation in his heart. Harshe is this Bengali word. Yes. He feels such great jubilation because he will now describe what he considers to be Parama Upaya, his method for distributing love of Godhead. Yes. Parama Upaya means the great method, the highest method for bringing salvation, liberation, and you know, to the people of this age. He is there very tall figure, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. His eyes at the end of his pastimes were always full of tears, tears of love. And now he, and why is he so happy now? He says, listen, what I will tell you now about is what brings Sarva Shubodaya, that means all good fortune to the living entities, and it initiates the flow of the waves of love for Krishna. And then he says, let there be all victory for the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy names of Lord Krishna. What is Sankirtanam? This method which brings the flow of the waves of love of Krishna in your heart. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says it's the chanting done with many. That's the first explanation. But he gives also a second explanation for the chanting of the holy names. He says it's sung, the syllable sung in Sankirtan comes from samyak, which means in the right way or totally. He says that just like a priest who offers ghee into the fire totally, so that the ghee gets consumed, if you chant the holy names of Krishna, you should offer yourself into the kirtan, into the glorification of Krishna's name. This means when you do japa or kirtan, don't do it half-heartedly. Do it with everything you got. Don't hold back. Bring your voice. Bring your emotions. Bring yourself. Be present. The result is that Krishna becomes prita or pleased with you. And when Krishna becomes pleased with you, he feels priti or love towards you. And then he gives you bhakti in your heart. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about this, that vidya vadujivanam, the wonderful bride of knowledge, that means bhakti, comes in your heart and reveals everything to you. I always talk to the devotees in Europe and America. I say, you don't offer yourself to the chanting. You have to join the Hare Krishna movement. I'm telling them, and then they go, oh, what? Oh. Yes, Hare Krishna chanting means total chanting, total absorption. Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, the best of the intellectuals, told us yesterday we have to become mad.
как Бхактивинода Махарадж, лучший ученых, объяснил вчера, что мы должны сойти с ума.
Mad means no other thought.
А сойти с ума означает, что в уме нет других мыслей.
Total absorption. And this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do his kirtans. Samyak in the right way or totally. In this holy name retreat, we want to concentrate on this word samyak or in the right way or totally. Why can't we give ourselves totally? It's because our heart is covered with avidya, with ignorance. And with so many desires. And also impressions, which means our habits of feeling and perception. Finally, our heart is covered because of kamashaya, means impressions from this and previous lives.
Hold
this mirror up. Our heart is something like this mirror. And all these things, desires and ignorance, they are like dirt. It's covered. And it's no longer clear. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that if you chant, you cleanse the marrow of the heart. Krishna. And then you can see yourself. And Krishna. But if you don't give yourself totally to this process, you will not experience this as a result. You will keep your material desires and your ignorance burning in your heart. There was once a guru who wanted his disciples to learn a special lesson. What he did is he told two of his most advanced disciples to go and spend time in a hotel. and then return and tell him and the rest of the disciples in the ashram what they had learned. In old times, a hotel was a sinful place. And one of his disciples was already doubting his guru. You're telling me I should go in a hotel? In a hotel one can only learn prostitution and meat eating. After 1 hour he returned and said, I have learned nothing in the hotel. Then the guru sent his second disciple. It was a simple man. Like you and me. So this disciple returned after 3 days. I have learned something. Every morning the hotel owner came into the lounge, the reception room of the hotel, and he personally cleansed the mirror. Every day he came. Because every day the mirror had again become dirty. I have learned from this that just like the mirror becomes every day dirty, our hearts also become covered with material desires and sankskaras and all these material impressions. Because as long as we are in the material world, we are in a foreign atmosphere, and we must take care that we totally cleanse the mirror of our heart, always anew. My dear devotees, what happens if you cleanse the mirror of your heart? At that time, when you cleanse the mirror of your heart, the original three qualities of the spiritual heart shine forth. It is Shuddha, you are pure. Buddha, Buddha means fully awake. You have a clear perception. And you are Mukta, freed from all attachments to Maya. You know, when a mirror is clean, that which is closest to the mirror appears within the mirror. Distant things don't appear so clearly in the mirror. That which is close appears in the mirror. My dear devotees, what is closest to your heart? Krishna! Krishna is everywhere. He's pervading everything. But only a clean heart, when the mirror of the heart is cleansed, can you perceive him. When you do, in other words, Sankirtan, or you chant the holy names with total absorption, Samyak, at that time, my dear devotees, you will see what is closest to your heart, Krishna. Sometimes devotees ask, will a citta, a consciousness or a heart which is cleansed, also grasp the things of this material world very clearly? And the answer is that the things of this material world are grasped by two material elements, the manas, the mind, and the buddhi, not the pure consciousness.
Объекты этого мира воспринимаются с помощью мансо, ума и будхи, интеллекта.
Your pure consciousness is meant to reflect Krishna. Do you know why Radharani's eyes are blue? She sees only Krishna. We say in Germany, maybe also in Russia, but we say in Germany, angels are blind to the world. They see only God. This is clear perception, God consciousness or God perception. And so when you cleanse the mirror of the heart from these impure material things, at such a time, my dear devotees, you will see Krishna in your heart, and as a result, the waves of love for God will flow. Love will appear in your heart. One time, I want to tell you a little story from my own life, which will help you understand. Once I was flowing from Atlanta in America to Moscow on a long flight. And two rows in front of me, there was a businessman. And next to him, a Maya Devi. I don't know if you know in Russia what is a Maya Devi. It was a woman who dressed herself very provocatively. So this businessman was just sitting next to this woman, you know, who had beautiful forms, which she didn't make an attempt to hide. And I could see how he was starting to get influenced. He trembled. Then he became red. Then he had to order some alcoholic drink to calm himself down. And the Maya Devi was going, you. And you know, was really provocating the poor businessman. Yes. This man had the form of this woman in her heart, and he reacted in a very first helpless way and then lustful way. We all have maybe not this, but similar material impressions in our mind, and we are helplessly bound to them. The chanting cleanses our heart. It takes it away, the coverings. So that we can see Krishna, who is so close to us, my dear devotees. He's right in the heart. But we can't see him if our heart is so covered. At that time, when the heart is covered, we only see the forms of this world, not Krishna. Though the idea of this verse is, by chanting, you actually make contact with Krishna. As a result, so many things happen which Lord Chaitanya describes in this verse. Suffering stops. I once had a very amazing experience. Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj has visited me in my Gora ashram. And there is a, you know, there's a lake, and I was chanting by the lake, and I saw a big fish like this, dead floating with his belly under the lake, turned upside.
Это было в Гора Ашане, когда пришел ко мне Бхакти Янга Сарма Харадж в гости. В тот момент я сидел возле реки и повторял святого вида, и вдруг я увидел рыбу, мертвую рыбу, которая плыла по течению этого берега.
So, I'm a little creative, as Maharaj knows, so I was chanting, so I decided to chant to the poor thing, the poor fish, you know.
Maharaj, знаете, я человек творческий, поэтому в тот момент я повторял мантру и решил повторять.
All of a sudden, this fish started to look at me with his fish eye. It was a moment of clarity for him. No fish consciousness. His eyes seemed to say, "Thank you." Then he jumped out of the water. He dove back into the lake and he disappeared. Chanting can bring even a dead fish to life. What to speak of us? It said, when you chant, the lotus of auspiciousness, Sarva Subodaya, opens and all kinds, yes, of good results come. The inclination or mati towards Krishna, you know, good auspicious results means your inclination towards Krishna will be born. You will think, I want to do service. I want to think of Krishna. Where's some book? I like to read more about Krishna. And the next is Seva Vasana's blossom. What can I do for Krishna? Do you also sometimes feel so unattracted to Krishna? Do you feel sometimes that, oh, seva is just stress? This means that your heart is still closed at that moment. When you chant, your heart opens like a lotus which opens. And you will have a mati. Mati means inclination towards Krishna. And seva vasana, strong desires to perform service for Krishna. There were once devotees, you know, god brothers of mine who felt so dry inside and so unfulfilled in their Krishna consciousness that they decided to leave the temple. Their inclination towards Krishna and their desire to serve him had practically been stopped by material consciousness. But before they left, they went to Srila Prabhupada to inform him of their intention. Prabhupada said, try one thing. Don't leave now. Sit before the deities and just chant. Look at the deities, chant the holy names. Then the devotee said, but Prabhupada, then the temple commander will come after us, he will find us, and he will push us to do service. Then Prabhupada said, tell him, the temple administrator, I have allowed you to just sit before the deities and chant. No need for you to do service. If you want, you can eat nice prasadam. You just sit and chant. This is your program. Tell any administrator Prabhupada has said like this. So the Prabhupada had faith. If these two disenchanted disciples would just chant, their inclination towards Krishna and their seva vasanas, their desires for service, would again come forth and blossom. So Lord Chaitanya speaks about some of these wonderful results. There are more, but we can't remember so many at once, so no need. But in this verse, he makes a very interesting, subtle and hidden point, which I want to get at. He first speaks of chanting as a process. Then he changes. He says, the holy name is not only a process, it's also Krishna. He says, when you chant, after some time, you will understand that the name, Nam, and the Nami, the person who has the name, are identical. At that time, you will feel Purna Amrita, all nectar. The full spectrum of Amrita or Rasas. Rasas means deep feelings in relationship to Krishna will come. When you have a Nam Spurti, that means when the Lord appears in your heart. Let me make it clearer. First, when we start chanting Hare Krishna, it's a way, it's a process, it's a mantra yoga. But after some time, when we chant, Krishna will appear in our heart, and we will develop a relationship to Krishna. No other process for developing your relationship to Krishna is necessary. Have you heard in Russia this esoteric slogan, the way is the goal? Have you heard? In chanting, this is true. We hear a story for explaining this difficult point. When once a beggar came to a king, and the king said, no, the beggar said, "Can I see gold, please?" The king looked at him and saw he was a good man and said, "Yes, you walked up this staircase, and that at the end there is a door. Open it, and then you see my golden royal treasury." The beggar climbed up the staircase. It was a special staircase. Then he found the door, opened it, and so much gold. Golden coins, golden vases and swords. Everything made from gold. Then he developed a question. "Wait a minute." And he looked back to the staircase and saw, "My God, this staircase is also made of gold. But I didn't recognize it. I first had to see the gold in the treasury and then by comparison understand the staircase also was gold." My dear devotees, we are all like this beggar. We chant Hare Krishna in order to realize Krishna. But while we are doing it, we don't understand that Hare Krishna is already Krishna. Krishna is not different from His holy name. Oh, Krishna, we are such fools, such beginners. Oh, scandal, scandal. This is because Rupa Goswami writes about this. He says, you know, when someone eats a meal, let me say some sweet dishes, but his heart is covered, his tongue is covered, he can't taste the sweetness of the meal. In the same way, if we are attacked by this material consciousness, we just can't understand Krishna's sweetness in His holy name. There is this verse which I want to chant to you because you will like it very much. Yat Krishna nama charita disita bhyavidya pito pataptarasanasya narochikanu kintvadarat anudinam kalushaiva yushta svadvikramad bhavati tad gadamulahantri.
Сладости, не сладких, они очень сладкие. Однако, если человек болен желтухой невежества, то язык его покрыт, и он не может ощущать сладости святого имени. Но удивительно, результат повторения святого имени заключается в том, что просто продолжая повторять эти святые имена каждый день, человек естественным образом пробуждает в себе способность, изначальную способность языка различать сладкий вкус. Ибо болезнь невежества уничтожается на корню.
We must cleanse our heart. We must do this. No, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. I can do. We must do this properly. If I do it improperly, more dirt comes. It is described when you chant with offenses, my dear devotees. More dirt comes. You need to learn to chant Samyak. Have you seen you chant, but somehow the heart is still so full with enviousness? And material consciousness is also there. You do not do it properly. Therefore, you need to. This is what you can learn, hopefully, in this japa retreat. Hopefully. To do it properly. So that you can also taste the full nectar of Krishna consciousness. We want you to drown in an ocean of nectar, my dear devotees. We want that auspiciousness comes into the lotus of your heart. You are special people. You are lovers of God. You have given up the values of the contemporary Russian society. You want to be Krishna conscious. You should know this is, you will do this very easily. You will come to this stage very easily if you learn Sankirtan. Kirtan means glorification. And glorification can be done in japa and in singing Sankirtanam. I used to give only japa retreats in the past. But I have called these retreats now the Holy Name retreats. It is described that chanting, I think our Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj has told us yesterday, he has quoted Jiva Goswami, chanting together with many devotees, produces extraordinary feelings. If you do it properly, yes, then the mirror of your heart is cleansed so that Krishna appears. I have seen in my japa retreats, I have made, you know, I'm sometimes a little creative, I have to admit, I have sent secretly photographers. They had a mission to photograph devotees when they do japa and photograph the same devotees when they do kirtan. It means sankirtan, you know, singing. And mostly the devotees who do japa, they go like you know, fighting with their mind, you know. Or I mean, the majority has already given up the fight, and they go like, spaced out. But when they do nice kirtan, Aditi Dugaha kirtan, huh? They go like, bliss, 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 full ananda. Yes, because Jiva Goswami says, Sankirtan is glorified even more than just kirtan. Sankirtan meaning singing together with many, and kirtan glorifying alone. But still, we do have to we have to chant our japa. And this retreat is teaching you, hopefully, I mean, at least many devotees report like this, but it is up really to you how sincere you apply yourself to the process. It will teach you how to also do blissful japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, ooh, Krishna, Krishna. Not like this, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes, 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 yes. So good, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. So good, so good. So good. I want to now tell you how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comments his own verse. He says, by performing congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, one can destroy the sinful condition of material existence, purify the unclean heart, and awaken all varieties of devotional service.
Всю духовную обусловленность, которую он обрел за время материального существования, очищает свое грязное сердце и пробуждает в себе разнообразные виды преданного служения.
See, it means your mati and your seva vasanas, your inclination and your desires to serve will be awakened. All varieties of Salva Bhakti will be awakened. The result of chanting is that one awakens his love for Krishna and tastes transcendental bliss. Ultimately, one attains the association of Krishna. And engages in his devotional service as if immersing himself in a great ocean of love. So I want to finish this class by singing with you, but I will request you to make an exercise in this kirtan. You should offer yourself totally to the holy name. Think you are a pujari, a priest who performs a yajna, a fire sacrifice. And you put yourself into this fire sacrifice, like svaha. And as a result, your pure self comes out. This is, by the way, a meditation from the Pancharatrik tradition. In this tradition, the sadaka will chant the name Ram Ram, Ram, Ram. It's the beach mantra of Agni. Fire. Huh? And he imagines that his sinful personality is burnt. Then a drop of nectar, nectar of the holy name, falls on the ashes. And from the ashes, the new personality comes, like the phoenix out of the ashes. But this is done in the mind, not in not with benzene and flames. Yes. Yes, we need to explain. So this element of giving up the old self and coming out with a new self is called Bhuta Shuddhi. It's a process which you will learn in the coming sessions of the Jabari, of the Kirtan retreat. To explain it simply, here is, you understand, I'm not the body and the mind. No. That goes. I am a servant of Radha and Krishna. So offer yourself to this kirtan now, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Haya, haya. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Don't forget, you are the priest and you are offering yourself to the sound vibration of the holy name. Don't chant absent-minded. Bring yourself totally to the process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
thank you very much for coming to this first session. We will again meet here at 11 o'clock. Yes. Please come punctual.
And please have your breakfast now. And as you, then you can take a little rest if you wish. Or you can chant extra rounds. Please use the time very wisely and be careful to not complain. And don't talk nonsense. Worldly talk. Give your best. Thank you very much, and Hare Krishna. Thank you.